It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Adam Milne. Adam is the owner of Old Town Pizza and Brewing. Hey there, Adam. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Doing great. So you guys have something really cool going on that we're going to get into in depth called the Believe in Portland campaign, which is revitalizing Old Town. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
But first, I want to hear about you and tell me about your business.
Well, it actually started when I was 9 years old. I was a huge fan of Old Town Pizza. Had my 9th birthday party there. It was a very memorable place. And then when I turned 30, that's where I wanted to have my 30th birthday. Fast forward a few years, and I saw in the Oregonian that the business was for sale. And I didn't want it to go away as a huge fan. And so I put everything I had on the line and purchased the restaurant and really was passionate about keeping, you know, the memories and the traditions and all of the history of Old Town Pizza going for the next generation.
It's an awesome place.
Such a cool place.
And it's in a historic building.
The Merchant Hotel, one of the oldest buildings in Portland.
Well, tell me about that. What's it like having one of the oldest buildings in Portland?
It is something you can't recreate. With all this new construction, there's nothing really like it. It is in the lobby of the hotel, so it gives it a distinct look. If you were to check it out today, you would say, oh, yeah, that does look like a hotel lobby. And we even have certain artifacts from the hotel. We have the check-in counter. The original check-in counter is where you go and you order your pizza.
Okay.
We have this device that the theory is it was when somebody would get a message back in the early days. It would ring and it would pop out and have a note there. So it is a little bit like going in a time warp.
Yeah.
You know, the West Coast isn't near as recent as the East Coast. And when we see a lot of people that travel from the East Coast, I think they can really get that sense of the history of the building. And one of my favorite features is the way we get our kegs today is like they did 100 years ago. The sidewalk hatch opens. We slide the kegs down from the sidewalk down into the basement.
Wow.
And put them in the walk-in cooler.
Oh, that's fun.
And, of course, down in the basement is the underground of Portland, known as the Shanghai Tunnels, which
right.
we give tours, and we have been doing that for a couple of years now.
So the Shanghai Tunnels are partly underneath your restaurant.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow. So now that you say that the building was an old hotel, it makes sense. Now that I can visualize it, like, okay, that totally makes sense.
Yeah, and you know, it was converted to offices, so it is, as you can imagine, with all of offices in Portland, the area has been suffering.
And you're not the whole building, you're just the ground floor, is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and you have other locations?
Yes, so I have a location in Northeast Portland, which is our brewery location. We started that a little over 11 years ago, and then I purchased, during the pandemic, Baby Doll Pizza in Southeast Portland.
Okay. So you're kind of spreading all over Portland.
Yeah. Trying to bring beer and pizza to everyone.
We're talking today with Adam Milne, owner of Old Town Pizza and Brewing. Now, how did things go during the pandemic? Old Town seemed to take a hit, a bigger hit than most places during the pandemic.
It really did. I think, granted, there were people weren't gathering, And then there was, you know, the protest downtown, and it became a perception issue, in my opinion. The protests were in a very small area, and we were pretty far away from it. Mm-hmm. But a lot of Portlanders, a lot of tourists avoided downtown Portland. And so our sales really took a hit. We, on our last day, did $13 and some change. Wow. And so at that point, you know, I had a couple people, just a skeleton crew of staff members, just trying to keep it going. And that was the point where I decided that I'd need to close, and really hoped that I could reopen, but it was just too painful to stay open.
Yeah, so you had the intention of closing just temporarily.
That was my goal and my dream, is to come back.
And you have.
15 months later, we came back, and we are, I think, part of really a coalition of small businesses that are just trying to bring Portland to, you know, where it was. It's going to be a process and a challenge, but we love our city. We love our downtown. We don't want our downtown Portland to go away. So I'm all in. I signed a long-term lease, yeah. And I want to be part of, you know, bringing Portland to where it can be.
A lot of people would look at you and say, wow, you want to stay open in Old Town? That's a challenge.
It is a challenge. The Old Town has always had its challenges with homelessness and with, you know, a perception of being a little bit more, you know, dangerous, or some issues. But it is one of the most beautiful areas in our city. The architecture is amazing. There's a lot of history. There have been a lot of efforts by the city to make it safer. And so while it is challenging, we are getting people that are coming to visit us. We're not where we were before, but people still want to support businesses in Old Town. And there is a group of businesses that are kind of building a family down there. You know, these are people that are young entrepreneurs who really are taking the risk, family at a time.
Yeah. What have been some of the challenges reopening in downtown after the pandemic?
I think the biggest is a perception issue, because perception can be reality. So there is this overall perception that downtown is undesirable for multiple reasons. So people are just going to the outlying areas of the city or the suburbs, or even moving completely out of the city. So yeah, perception is becoming a reality, or has become a reality, which I'm trying to change. I think the other aspect is office. Offices are not with the amount of people that they were before, and that's just due to the pandemic and hybrid work office situations, and then a lot of people working from home. So whereas we were open 7 days a week, including lunch, we now are open in the evening only. We're now 5 days a week in the evening. We started with three and have worked our way up. But yeah, it's just not viable for lunchtime. And I think the majority of that reason is there's just not enough office people in downtown Portland. And then the third is tourism. We have taken a little bit of hit with tourism. I've seen some improvements over the last 6 to 8 months, but you know, that's something that really needs some help.
Yeah. We're talking today with Adam Milne, owner of Old Town Pizza and Brewing. Adam, what are some of the, in your mind, some misconceptions about Old Town right now?
I think that I think there is a perception that there are, you know, are people all over the sidewalk, and you can't, you know, walk through downtown Portland. I think the reality is that, you know, in this city, in this country, there is a houselessness crisis. Mm-hmm. And but I don't think it's any worse than any other neighborhood in the city of Portland. You know, I have businesses in three total neighborhoods, and frankly, we've had less crime in the downtown location than we have in the other areas of Portland.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
So, do you know why houseless people tend to congregate in Old Town?
And I think that's just more of a, you know, like a misconception. There are more social services, right. So that's a major reason why there are a lot of homelessness people in the area. But I don't feel like it's any different than the rest of the city with the other locations that I have.
I guess that I was kind of getting at that, knowing that most of the social services, a lot of social services, are in Old Town.
They are.
Yeah. So let's talk about this thing you have going on about the Believe in Portland campaign.
It really began during the pandemic, you know, watching, you know, if I trace it all the way back, the idea kind of percolated watching the presidential debate with my daughter. And during the debate, the Republican candidate was talking about Portland, and I think we counted five times that Portland was mentioned in a negative way. And I really took that personally. And knowing that we had our challenges, I think we were getting painted in a picture that wasn't deserving.
Absolutely.
So I really was motivated to be a part of bringing Portland back. And so that started with, we rebranded our beer labels with pictures and images and illustrations of Portland places or activities that we all love. And really the idea was to be positive on our city, not to be naive, but just to celebrate the fact that there's some amazing things about our city and we should be proud of it. And then the next phase was, you know, I wanted to find a way for a Portlander, you know, to be a part of the solution. It is a little overwhelming with mm-hmm. what's going on in our city, and I don't think one person can fix it, but how can the average citizen of Portland say, you know what, I want to make a difference? And the idea was born to create a t-shirt. The t-shirt would have our branding on it, and it would have the Portland stag that is the symbol of pride of our city, that kind of bat signal of our city.
Bat signal, I like that.
And then having on their Believe in Portland, showing that there's some optimism and that there's a way that you can make our city better. So the kind of the nuts and bolts of it are that a person can go on our website. We have a collection of shirts, and when they buy a shirt, $10 of each shirt goes to a Portland nonprofit. We rotate nonprofits every month, and it really has caught on. We were featured on almost every news channel or publication in Portland. And we have now raised over $10,000 for Portland nonprofits who are trying to make our city, you know, better.
That is so cool. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
So it's going well.
It's going really well.
How can people get t-shirts?
So there's three different ways. You can go to our website, otbrewing.com. Or you can go to our two Old Town locations on Davis Street in Northwest and on Northeast MLK Boulevard in our Brewery Northeast location.
And you can just buy them on site.
Yep, buy them on site, try them on, pick your color. We have multiple different colors. Some of them have graphics.
Tell me about some of the nonprofits you're supporting.
So we started out with Word is Bond, and that nonprofit mentors Black youth. Then it was Central City Concern, who is a big staple in Old Town. And then Blanchet House, which is right around the corner, and they will feed anyone, no questions asked, a meal. Just really kind organization that is helping people that are hungry. And then this month is Street Roots.
Very nice. Those are great organizations.
They are. They're really good. And some of them are Old Town focused, but some of them are city focused. So we want to continue this momentum. So if anyone has any nonprofits that they'd like to see on the next month, you know, I encourage people to reach out via, probably the easiest way would be our website or direct message on Instagram. But we just would like this to be a growing group of organizations that get support not only from, you know, Old Town Pizza and Brewing, but from our citizens.
And you're kind of going to be doing this indefinitely, right?
That's the plan.
That's the plan?
Yeah.
That's so cool. The t-shirts, you can see them online, and they're great design. Who designed your shirts?
It's a guy named Chris, who works with Sandstrom Design. And so he is incredible designer. He's helped us with our beer labels and then helped us with our t-shirts. And if you look on there, some of them are just, a simple logo like the one I'm wearing here in the studio.
Yeah.
But some have pictures of, you know, Portland waterfalls or Mount Hood, just things that make Portlanders proud of our city.
I like the one with the stag on it.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's a good one. We're talking today with Adam Milne, owner of Old Town Pizza and Brewing. So you started out, you bought the pizza business, right? And when did you add brewing to it?
So I purchased the pizza restaurant about 21 years ago, and I think it was 11 years ago when we opened up the brewing in Northeast Portland.
Yeah. How's that been?
It's been a lot of fun. We've won some really great international and national awards. And, you know, in this city, it was a little intimidating because if you're going to make beer, it needs to be good.
Yeah.
And so...
Portland's a beer town.
So, you know, we've been fortunate enough to have brewers that make incredible beer. And then, gosh... What goes better with beer than pizza, or the opposite?
Or the other way around.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got them both, so you're hitting that nail on the head. What have been some challenges about starting a brewery in Portland?
I think that there are a lot of breweries, yeah. So how do you distinguish yourself? Mm-hmm. And I think quality is one of the most important ways to do that. And then it is... very expensive. I didn't realize how expensive, because every time you grow, you have to buy more tanks or keg shells. So, yeah. You know, each step is so much more painful than you realize. So at some point, and there are a lot of breweries closing down right now, it's a really tough economical time. So I think just making sure you just know your audience and not get too motivated and hungry to grow where you put yourself in any kind of risk.
That the breweries closing around Portland has made the news quite a bit lately. Well, do you have any idea why? Not why they made the news, but why certain breweries are closing.
Yeah, I feel that the pandemic was the first phase of that. So when the pandemic happened, our ingredient costs went really high up. Mm-hmm. And those ingredient costs were just unable to keep up like a major national, international craft brewery, because they buy it at scale. And they have those hop contracts and grain contracts. So I think our margins were pinched. And then there is a trend nationally to move away from beer towards, you know, hard alcohol. People are drinking less, which is great. But that has really contributed to the less demand of craft beer.
People are drinking less?
Yes.
I don't know anybody like that. So tell me again the location of your Old Town and about that building, because I want to talk more about that.
Yeah, it's on 2nd and Davis in Northwest, so it's not too far from the Chinese Gardens.
Okay. And let's talk about the tunnels, the Shanghai tunnels. Your building is over the top of those.
It is.
What's the history of the Shanghai tunnels in case one person out there has never heard of it? I think Portlanders are pretty aware of the Shanghai tunnels.
So the Shanghai tunnels are utility tunnels that then were used to transport goods back in the day. There is some theory, some evidence that there were some illicit activities down there, prostitution, opium dens, gambling, and then a practice known as crimping, also called Shanghaiing, was said to happen, where sailors would pass out or get knocked unconscious, and the next thing they would realize is they're on a ship in the middle of the Pacific, essentially free labor until they hit land or are let free.
Is there any truth to all that? Does anybody know if it really happened?
I think there are people that have, you know, found some evidence of it, but it is very controversial. You have people that on one side say it never happened. Some people that have shown evidence that it did, and then there's some people in between.
Wow, so interesting. And you say your the tunnels are haunted.
So that part, I have seen too many people who have seen things in the tunnel, seen ghosts. We have a resident ghost that a number of people have seen. Her name is Nina. And one story in particular is a manager that was working when I first purchased the restaurant, was there, saw an old woman in a black dress wander into the basement, went in after her to tell her we were closed, and there was nobody there. Ooh. And he did not believe in ghosts. And then the other story, this was not too long ago, was a beer and wine delivery person, big guy, 250 pounds, beard, came up from the basement, pale. So what does the woman that hangs out down in the basement look like? And we described Nina, and he said he saw her. And I kid you not, was asked to be taken off the delivery route.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. That kind of gave me the chills.
So there's, and there are so many different stories. Even this morning, I received an email from someone on the tour, and it's not the first time, where they have a picture of something they believe is a picture of a ghost, and they send it to us all the time.
Wow. So people are seeing Nina.
They're seeing Nina or other orbs that may be, you know, not necessarily Nina, but there are people that have described Nina to a T.
Wow. Adam, what have you seen?
I've only had one thing happen to me, and that was where I was doing paperwork in the lobby, and all of a sudden, one of the signs on the wall just started rocking back and forth.
Ooh.
And nobody was around.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So when, how can people take tours of the Shanghai tunnels?
You can go on our website at otbrewing.com. There's a link for tours right there. Or we have the website shanghaitunnels.com. And with this month being October, we're actually completely sold out for the rest of the month. But there are a lot of spots for November.
And you do the tours year-round, right?
Yeah, we do tours year-round.
So there was a bar and restaurant in Old Town called Hobo's, and that's where the Shanghai Tunnels started. I mean, that's where you would take the tour?
That was pre-pandemic,
okay.
Correct, and now the tour is done through us. So
okay.
A number of different tour companies have closed down since the pandemic happened, and when we renewed our lease, we wanted to keep that going. So you know, we're the exclusive tour operator for that area. And we have some great tour guides that are so into the research and have read book after book after book and interviewed people. So we try to make it both factual, but a little bit entertaining as well.
Yeah. So you guys are on the north side of Burnside. And
correct.
There's a place called Shanghai.
The Shanghai Tunnel?
That's on the the south side. So are the tunnels underneath all of that?
So the utility tunnels connected a lot of downtown Portland. So I heard stories that you could go from Old Town Pizza to Kell's up to 15th down to the river, but that the city, due to liability reasons in the 70s, because people were kind of exploring down there and probably doing things that they shouldn't, blocked off every city block. So what is remaining are these one block protected entities and our area is the biggest in the city where you can go in and explore.
Awesome. That's so cool. That's one thing I've not done in Portland.
Oh, we'll have to have you over.
Now. Yeah, for sure.
It's fun.
So let's talk some more about your Believe in Portland campaign, because you really do believe in Portland. You're a native, right?
I grew up when I was 5 years old in Eugene, okay. And there was an Old Town Pizza in Eugene.
Okay.
And that's how I was familiar with it. And then it closed. And when I moved to Portland, I was so excited because the last remaining Old Town Pizza was here in Portland. And so essentially, since 5 years old, I've been living in Oregon.
Yeah. So the Old Town Pizza in Eugene was the same company as the one up here.
Yeah, they were actually
a big family business.
Yeah, and there were five of them at the time. And they sold the business to a big company. And within a couple of years, that company went bankrupt. And so the family then brought the one back downtown, the Accardi family. And then after, you know, a couple of generations just wanted to sell the business. And like I said, I just didn't want it to go away. It's just such an amazing piece of Portland history.
Yeah. And you really do want to support Portland and the nonprofits in Old Town and outside of Old Town.
I definitely do.
And you're doing that with your Believe in Portland campaign. Tell us about that again.
So Believe in Portland, we want to find a way that's palpable for somebody to you know, help our city. And so our thought is buy a T-shirt. $10 of that T-shirt goes to a great Portland nonprofit that's making a difference. And then wear that shirt with pride that has the Portland Stag on there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be part of this movement that says, yeah, our city is hurting right now, but I love Portland and I want to be part of the solution.
Excellent. How do people get T-shirts?
otbrewing.com or stop at any of the two Old Town locations on Northwest Davis or Northeast MLK Boulevard.
I'm looking at a picture here, and there looks like there are some in yellow, black, and blue. Are there other colors?
Let's see. There's gray. There is a gray shirt.
Awesome.
It's the one of the Fremont Bridge. We had one in yellow, But there were certain people that, you know, thought that was too bold of a color for them. So they wanted something a little bit, you know, more muted. But, you know, they're all selling really well. I think the black shirt that I'm wearing right now is the one that's the number one seller. But the other ones are neck and neck.
Yeah, the stag on the just the one that says Portland is so iconic.
Thank you. Yeah.
And you're doing this, you're supporting a different nonprofit every month. And this month is?
It is Street Roots.
And what's coming up in November?
We have not made a decision yet. We're getting close. So nice. We'll announce that probably in the next couple of days.
And you're just going to keep this Believe in Portland campaign going and going and going.
Yeah. This is something that I hope will go on as long as the city goes on.
Well, from a Portlander, thank you for helping our city.
Well, thank you for spreading the word, because, you know, we want people to find out how they can help. And, you know, this program is an amazing way to do that.
Just be part of the solution.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. We've been talking today with Adam Milne, owner of Old Town Pizza and Brewing. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.